Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We mentioned the Dial Pad guest line because we head there now. Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, a million questions for you. First and foremost, thank you for your time. Let me start with this. You've covered this team a while. You've seen the highs. You've seen the lows. How improbable is what you're watching now versus what you've seen in the past? This team has gone on some great runs, but this one has come out of nowhere.
I look back to a couple postseasons, and I was there in 12 and 14, and certainly they were good teams. But I think when you look at the way they got through those Octobers, and what reminded me the other night when that fly ball was dropped, it reminded me of when Gregor Blanco put a bunt down and it was thrown down the third base or the first base line. Like, it's just one of those stretches again for this team where every once in a while it seems like everything goes right for them. And we've seen it in the postseason before. And, the first half of 2016, I kind of felt the same way. I thought they were a good roster, but I didn't think they were the best team in baseball, and they were in the first half. And so I put it up there with that, but this might be a little bit more just because, you know, this time you're coming from depths, I guess. You're coming from being one of the worst teams in baseball to all of a sudden being the hottest.
And to do it after the 2.5 years that they've struggled through makes it even more remarkable. And does it get to the point now where Farhan Zaidi changes his thinking as it pertains to deals at the deadline?
Yeah, I think it does. I don't know how you can watch the way they've played for 3 weeks now and not, you know, think a second time about what you want to do. I think, despite what he said yesterday, and I know what he was saying made sense in terms of, look, he's going to take calls. He's been taking calls since the offseason. That's his job. I do think there was an emphasis in this organization throughout the first half on really building for a team that could be competitive next year and a team that could be good the year after that. So to have the possibility to think about being competitive in the second half this year, I mean, that changes things. And I do think it changes some of the math because I've written stories about Pablo Sandoval being a trade chip. I've written about Kevin Pillar being a trade chip just because where they were a couple months ago, you kind of think about just clearing the decks and any 19-year-old with a live arm that you can get, you bring him in here and see if 2 years from now that guy is somebody who can help. But I think now they're in a much different situation. I still think they're going to trade a few guys, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as all-encompassing as it would have been a month ago.
What do you think about the young guys, Green and Menez?
I've written about Connor a bit. That's somebody I've been excited to see. I mean, just a guy who's piled up strikeouts. And I went and saw him in Richmond about a month ago, and he was really excited about getting to AAA. And it was exciting. I think one of the cool things they've done is just give guys a chance. And, it really is just kind of based on merit right now. And there's a couple guys who are still here because of their contracts probably, but for the most part, it's not based on that. And I think Farhan has come in with fresh eyes and said, look, I don't care that it's $170 million payroll, that it's been $200 million the last couple of years. I think some of these young guys can help us. I think Tyler Beattie, Sean Anderson, Connor Menez are our best options in the rotation, not the older guys. And so it's been cool. And Connor, I think has good stuff and somebody who has a role with this team in the future, whether it's out of the rotation or out of the bullpen. The strikeouts he piles up, that's going to help. And then Zach Green, again, I think a situation where in the past they probably would have gotten out and maybe had a reunion with Eduardo Nunez to fill that hole, but they felt like they had somebody in-house who could help them. And he's young. He's 25 years old. He could be part of the future, and that's something they've done a good job of this year.
Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area, with us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, so the big questions, as we find ourselves 9 days from the trade deadline, how do you see this playing out between now and then? Is there a good chance, not just a chance, but is there a good chance perhaps the organization says, you know what, we're going to go for it. No trades. We're not going to be major buyers, but we're just going to go ahead and let the current team try to figure it out and get us to the postseason.
I don't know if I would say go for it. I think I would say there's a good chance that they'll Dan, mostly Pat, and maybe just trade one or two guys. I still can't imagine a scenario really where they come out of this having acquired more than they traded, because I think you still have to be realistic about, you know, like you mentioned earlier, the last couple of years. It's three good weeks here, but, you know, not just three rough months before that, two really rough months at the beginning of the year, but two really rough years before that for the most part. So it's a pretty big sample size of this organization having some issues that they need to fill long term. And I also think that they're probably pretty realistic about just that, you know, the wild card standings. I mean, they are there with a lot of teams and with teams that are going to be buying before the trade deadline. So it's going to be difficult the last 2 months. And, you know, tonight is going to be really interesting, and this week it's going to be really interesting, because the one thing that they haven't really faced is kind of the top of the National League in the last few weeks. And I know Milwaukee and Colorado are in the wild card standings, but I think you can look at those teams and see they're pretty flawed. And the Giants did a good job of beating up on them. And the Mets and the Padres have had their issues. But, you know, you do look at the schedule here, it's going to start to turn a little bit. So I think it's hard to really consider yourself buyers. But again, you know, they go out and sweep the Cubs. Maybe you have to reimagine that.
And Madison Bumgarner would be a huge part of that. Do you think that he'll be making his final start as a San Francisco Giant here on this Tuesday game?
I now don't. I have all along. I've written many times. I think I've probably told you guys a few times. I mean, look, they can say what they want, but everybody in the organization assumed Madison was going to be gone by July 31st. That's just the reality of it. And that's changed in the last 3 weeks. And I think the math has changed with him more than anybody, because you know, it is a little bit of a different situation. I mean, he's a franchise icon, which raises the price a little bit. It changes the math a little bit in terms of how you view that trade. And I do think at the end of the season, it's a little bit of a situation for him, too, because they can put a qualifying offer on him and can try to re-sign him, whereas some of these other guys, particularly the relievers, you're probably going to lose them. So I think with him, it has changed a little bit, and I do think if I had to lean right now, if you asked me if he's going to be here on August 1st, today I would say that he would be.
Alex, if you're looking at this team, and from where they started at the beginning of the season, it looked like they were all going hell in a handbasket, and then you think about where they're at now, they're at 500. How much better? Do you think they're a 500 team, or do you think they're much better the way they're playing than a 500 team?
I think they're probably around the 500 team, maybe a little bit better. You know, they're still – these guys have been good, but a lot of these guys are playing over their heads. You just look at some of the guys who are hitting 350, 400 over the last 2-3 weeks. I mean, that's just not who they are. So, but by the same token, I mean, some of the guys who are hitting 200 in April and May, that's not who they are either. So I do think that they've gotten here in a very strange way, but I think that's probably – this is probably where this roster should be. And it's not really a surprise to me. If you had told me at the beginning of the year that they were, what are they, 500 right now, I think, after yesterday's game, that they're 500 or flirting with it this time of year, I wouldn't have been surprised. I just think the way they did it, to go 10, 12 games under most of the first half and then run off this streak, it has been so unique. But the roster they put together and the guys who are here already, I mean, that was a roster that shouldn't have been as bad as it was the first 2 months.
Great stuff, Pavs. Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for coming on the show. Good luck this week. We know it's going to be busy. Hopefully we can catch up with you when the dust settles.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.